गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातर्या जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मेतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानस तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणानि। दंडत प्रणाम। इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माई शिक्षा गुरु नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णुपाद श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज। आई एम हैप्पी टू कम टू इटालिया बट नाउ थिंक दैट नो सो मेनी न्यू आर here, only so many devotees from England, Holland and others. Anyhow, we want to to give something inspiration to the devotees of Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj and newly also, that there should be a strong in bhakti. Oh, I'm going to should. As I have told yesterday that we are so much fortunate to come in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we should try to know that who are Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and what instructions or what donation he gave to us.
Così dovremmo provare a comprendere chi è Chaitanya Mahaprabhu e che istruzioni ci ha dato, che regalo ci ha fatto con queste istruzioni.
We know that our Goswamis like Swarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Sarvam Bhattacharya, श्रीलरूप गोस्वामी, सनातन गोस्वामी, जीव गोस्वामी, कवि कृष्णदास, कवि कर्णपुर एंड सो मेनी गोस्वामी हैव रिटन सो मेनी थिंग्स अबाउट चैतन्य महाप्रभु। श्रील कृष्णदास गोस्वामी took the essence of what Swarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda and all Sarvam Bhattacharya and others has written, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, everything he took from them and he wrote in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. He has especially, you can come forward. He has especially explained all these things in a very easy way, in the term of dialogues. like Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami at Prayag, to Sanatana Goswami in Benares, Kashi. Oh, Sambandha Vidheya Prayojan, everything he told to Sanatana Goswami. That is called Sanatana Siksha. And what he told to Rupa Goswami, it is called Rupa Siksha. About bhakti rasa to Rupa Goswami.
Ha parlato a proposito del bhakti rasa con Rupa Goswami.
And raganuga bhakti also to him.
E anche della raganuga bhakti con lui.
And he told to Sanatana Goswami in Kashi, vaidhi bhakti, and in that sambandha gyan, abhidheya gyan, prayojan gyan.
E adesso a Sanatana Goswami in Kashi, a proposito della Raghunuga Bhakti, della Vaidhi Bhakti.
Only Vaidhi Bhakti.
Only?
Vaidhi Bhakti.
Ah, only solo but sulla Vaidhi Bhakti.
Vaidhi Bhakti. Who is Krishna? Who is Jeev, soul? What is called Bhakti? What is called Maya? How a jeev can achieve bhakti? What is the sarup of nature of Krishna? Everything completely he told to Sanatana Goswami.
Egli ha spiegato a proposito della posizione della jiva.
Jiva
Maya,
Krishna tattva. Krishna tattva, bhakti tattva, prem tattva, all other things.
E di molte altre cose.
He also told to ask Rai Ramanand in South India. He met at the bank of Godavari. And he asked so many questions to Rai Ramananda.
Anche a Sud India.
And there, from beginning to top of bhakti, he explained everything.
E ha spiegato tutto della bhakti. Dall'inizio. Oh. Cioè dalla base fino alla cima.
He told there especially about Krishna tattva, Radha tattva, Prem tattva and Ras tattva.
Lui ha parlato in particolar modo del Krishna tattva,
Radha tattva,
Prem tattva
and Ras tattva.
E Radha tattva.
He told he asked so many things that anywhere in Vedas, Upanishad, Srimad Bhagavati, it is not explained so vividly.
Ha spiegato delle cose che in tutti i Veda e nemmeno nell'Upanishad, nemmeno persino nello Srimad Bhagavata non sono.
It was first time that he asked Rai Ramananda so high classes of questions about rasa tattva, rasa raj mahabhav. Oh, you can sit easily.
No?
Easily you can sit. Yeah. What I told?
Nel Bhagavatam sono molto descritte molte cose sulla
Rasa Rasmabha. It has never been explained before.
Non sono mai state descritte prima.
You can come also forward if needed, you can help. Oh, here.
I can go around.
You can come here. By the side of Jnan Das Prabhu. Oh, yeah. Oh, you should come. You should be there. Yeah, very good. This is very excellent thing in the history of bhakti.
Questa è una cosa molto eccellente nella storia della bhakti.
Especially this was the most benediction or donation given to Jesus.
Questa è stata la benedizione più grande, la più grande dono alla Jiva.
Also, there was dialogue between Swarup Damodar and Shivas Pandit at the time of Chariot Festival.
C'è stata una conversazione tra Swarupa Damodara e Sri.
So, Krishnadas Goswami has presented a valuable thing for Jivas. So if we are in the line of Mahaprabhu, Rup Goswami, then we are so lucky to know all these things. Prior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so many incarnations of Krishna came. Also so many Guru Tattva Acharya like Madhva, Ramanuj, Vishnu Swami, Nimbarka. So many Acharya, Vallabha Acharya, they came. They presented to conditioned souls of very, very valuable donation. They gave donation of bhakti, but they never explained about bhakti rasa.
Loro hanno dato il dono della bhakti, ma non hanno mai spiegato nulla su bhakti rasa.
So we are so fortunate to come in the line of Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami.
Per questo siamo molto fortunati che siamo nella linea di Mahaprabhu e di Rupa Goswami.
But we have come in the line of Rupa Goswami and Mahaprabhu. But if we are always entangled in the theory of Ramanuj, Madhva, Vishnu, Swami, only Vaidhi Bhakti, then we have no gain. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave what I told yesterday in my class and very brief. He gave that valuable Unnath Ujjala Rasa Prem that was never given in one day of Brahma.
Perché come ha spiegato anche ieri nella lezione che ha dato,
if you have come in the line of Mahaprabhu, we should know what is a rag, what is a raganuga, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us, what a speciality of Rupa Goswami and Rupanuga Acharya. We give jai every day, 2 times, 3 times. Rupanu Guru Bharga ki jai. But what is the meaning of Rupanuga? Who is Rupanuga? we should know all this. Those who have no past impression, they cannot know it easily. Go on. Of past life. But Mahaprabhu is so merciful that if new, having no impression, and he comes to the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by the association, everything will come. So, I want to explain all these things in a brief in 4 days here. What he told to Sanatana Goswami, what he told to Rupa Goswami, what he told, the dialogue was between Mahaprabhu and Raya Ramananda, and the dialogue between Sivas Pandit and Sarup Namodar at the time of festival, card festival. You can come here if you cannot hear. You should come forward. First of all, we should explain the dialogue between Mahaprabhu and Sanatana Goswami.
Prima di tutto dobbiamo spiegare la relazione tra Mahaprabhu e Sanatana Goswami.
Especially, we can explain Rupa Goswami and Mahaprabhu dialogue.
Especialmente spiegare.
Sì. Mahaprabhu that to Rupa Goswami in Prayag, he told that there are so many souls in this world, in 84 kinds of species. Species are species. Species. Huh? 84? 100,000. Lakhs. Koto holo? Hegalo. But human species are only 4 lakhs. And in 4 lakhs, very rare doing bhajan. And in doing bhajan, very rare are who are devotees of Krishna. Very rare are devotees of Radha and Krishna conjugal.
Tra questi ci sono molto rari, sono quelle persone che riescono ad avere una relazione con Radha Krishna in Vigali.
In them, lakhs and lakhs devotees, very rare, very rare, who are really some advance in these things, and they really practice Annabhilashita Sunya.
Tutti questi devoti, molto raro è colui che riesce a realizzare e a praticare Annabhilashita Sunya.
Very rare. And in lakhs and lakhs in them, very rare, those who have attained bhav, that is a rati. Very rare. rati or mood.
E tra questi molto raro è colui che ha realizzato il suo rati, il sentimento.
Very carefully you should hear. Very, very carefully. Otherwise you cannot understand.
Dovete stare molto attenti perché
in lakhs and lakhs devotees who have attained this very rare mood, that is arati, can achieve prema. Very rare.
E tra questi, tra coloro che hanno ottenuto rati, è molto raro colui che ha
lacks and lacks them. One can have the service of Srimati Radhikar or Gopis.
E tra questi ultimi è molto raro.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give, to sprinkle these things.
Specialmente Chaitanya Mahaprabhu è venuto per illuminare su queste cose.
First of all, we should know that Jivere Swarup hai Nitya Krishna Das.
Prima di tutto dobbiamo realizzare che noi siamo
Jivara Swarup hai Nitya Krishna Das. We are eternal service of Krishna.
Siamo eterni servitori di Krishna.
And Krishna is what? Supreme personality of Godhead. Of Brijendranandan or Jasodanandan or Gopinath or Radhanath, he is supreme personality of Godhead. Not Krishna coming from Vasudeva Devaki in Mathura or Dwarka. So we should try to know all these things. In this world, lakhs and lakhs human body humans are moving here and there in this world. But if anyone has a bona fide high class of association of Vaishnava, we should think that now his worldly coming and going now about to be finished. What?
Nonostante che siamo in questo mondo.
Again you should say, if we have a high class of association of Vaishnava, Sadhu Sangha, of high class, in the line of Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, then it can be decided that our birth, the chain of our birth and death, sufferings and sorrows, oh, now it will be finished very soon. We should consider it.
E dobbiamo considerare che se abbiamo questa compagnia di questi Vaishnava
in the associations of Vaishnava, always they explain out of mercy, like a current, the past, see pastimes of Krishna. Always. Was whose heart has been colored in Krishna prema. No? Like Krishna bhakti rasabhavita mati kriyatam kutopi yadi labhyate tatra laulyam api mulyam ekalam janma koti sukritanna labhyate. The Vaishnavas whose heart has been colored totally like a rush in a rasagulla everywhere, saturated.
Dobbiamo sapere che se in compagnia
if that Vaishnava of that class, his all words, everything will be like a rasagulla, or if he will saturate, always a rasa and rasa will come.
In compagnia compagnia di Vaishnava di alta classe, il nostro cuore non solo diventa come un rasgulla.
So we should try to buy it by giving our head even what? So we should try to dive in the current of our ocean, deep ocean of rush, in the association of that class of rasik and bhavuk Vaishnava.
Dobbiamo gettarci nella corrente della essere trasportati nella compagnia di questi rasika devoti Vaishnava.
Hearing,
ascoltando,
by hearing Krishna katha, the sweet pastimes and powerful pastimes of Krishna. Oh, at once, very quickly, that rare bhakti may come very easily. Tatkhanat. Tatkhanat means immediately it can come in shape of Shraddha, called the seed of bhakti kripa.
Shraddha viene chiamato il seme di bhakti kripa.
But Shraddha is external. There is something, a very important thing, this, that seed of bhakti. So very carefully you should know that seed. What is seed of bhakti lata? To the tendency, the desire to serve Krishna. This is the seed of bhakti kripa. Understand. Yeah. It has been told by the association, bona fide Vaishnava association, Ishraddha will come. What is that? And that is Bhakti Lata Bij. Bhakti Lata Bij means the seed of Bhakti Creeper. Bhakti Lata Bij, you should understand, a desire to serve Krishna will come. Acts and lakhs birth, so many times, so many years. But a desire to serve Krishna, that Krishna has not come, then your association is like zero.
Se noi siamo qui a ascoltare, a ricercare.
By this seed, if you are hearing more and more the sweet pastimes and very powerful pastimes of Krishna, gradually, this seed will sprout. Sprout, mane ankur hoga usme. And you are chanting, but no taste in Harikatha. Then you are chanting, remembering, serving Gurudev, Vaishnava, everything is like zero. No meaning. Yah samay bada najuk hota hai. Mane? Oh, this period of sadhak, no test in Harikatha, no? And no test in worldly desires. In the middle, very delicate position. No test in Harikatha, no test in chanting, no test in Hari Bhajan. And also in the other hand, no test in material world, to test world, to desires, all these things. Oh, very delicate position. They know. Though they have taken initiation, first initiation, second initiation, Harinam and Diksha, both. But no taste. And they also struggling that I should not go towards world, because it is like a black and well where there is only fire and dark. World is like that. So they have taken initiation. They are chanting also. Their finger and tongue is going on. But no chanting Hari name. Thinking of worldly things here and there. Very delicate position. What happens? They criticize Vaishnavas, others. Because they have no taste in Harikatha and chanting, remembering. So they criticize other Vaishnavas. They have no belief in Guru. They don't follow their Guru. They don't respect Vaishnavas. And they are bound to do offenses to Vaishnavas. At that time, they have no fear for Namaparat, Vaishnavaparat, Sevaparat, nothing. And they are practiced to do, criticize Vaishnavas and to offense Vaishnava, and they think that I am right, I am doing Guru Seva. That time also, they differentiate between Siksha Guru and Diksha Guru. And at that, they are bound to take the outward external siksha of their Gurudev, not internal. Understand? Only external teachings of their Gurudev.
In
that I am only Vaishnava in this whole world. None is Vaishnava. And very soon, being a sannyasi for 20 years, very senior, commander of all sannyasis also being. They collect money, women, lust, and go to hell. So we should be very careful about these things. Very, very, don't criticize any Vaishnava who are chanting name, whether they have initiated or not, even not initiated. We should not criticize them. If you are Madhyamadhikari, Vaishnava, you can help them out of mercy. You can help them. Don't criticize. Especially if you are initiated, very carefully you should hear. If you are initiated by months, how to do all months, how to chant, you should know. If you are not knowing all these things, how to remember all these months? Oh, there will be no test in whole life. If Guru has no time to explain, oh, for this Siksha Guru is there. So, you should treat Siksha Guru not less than Diksha Guru. because both are qualified. It may be that Shiksha Guru may be sometimes more superior, sometimes Diksha Guru may be, and it may be that Diksha and Shiksha Guru same Guru. Oh, very good, this thing.
Dobbiamo trattare Shiksha Guru e Diksha Guru la stessa maniera. Potrebbe anche succedere che il Shiksha Guru è più elevato del Diksha Guru.
Yes, sir. Try.
Shiksha Guru, ma
if anyone had desire to serve Krishna sincerely, then he will try to know all these things. How to do, how to practice all these things. He will question his Gurudev, or in the absence of his Gurudev, he will ask to Shiksha Guru. One should must have one Shiksha Guru at least. Sometimes we have so much honor for Gurudev. We regard him like so reverent and so high. Oh, he is my master. But for Shiksha Guru, oh, he is like my friend, bosom friend. We can open our heart near Shiksha Guru. Go on. Do you understanding what I am going to tell all these things? That we can open our heart like a bosom friend to Shiksha Guru. No fear, no so much opulence, nothing. As a friend, bosom friend, we can keep our heart there. What I am, I will. But open our heart and keep in front of him. But they are also so much lucky whose Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru is one. And he is serving his Gurudev like a bosom friend also. Vishambhen Gurau Seva. They are more lucky. Also it may be that when you were initiated, at that time you may be baby, like baby. No taste in bhajan. No? Understand it. When you took initiation from any bona fide guru, but at that time you were not so much intelligent to understand all these things. No taste for bhajan, no taste in mantra remembrance or anything, it may be. But afterward, you began to hear Hari Katha from Vaishnavas, and then a taste came. How to do bhajan? Where are loopholes in our bhajan? How to know all these things? Oh, Krishna will arrange these things. And then a Shiksha Guru is must required. We cannot manage Shiksha Guru or Diksha Guru. If our intention is okay, clear, or what? Sincere. And we want to do bhajan, we want to serve Krishna. Oh, mercifully, Krishna will arrange everything. Everything. He will give some chance to meet with Shiksha Guru or Diksha Guru. Shiksha Guru will first tell, have your Guru initiated you? Oh yes, he has initiated. Has he told anything to you about this? Oh, I don't remember. I have no taste at that time. So I don't know anything about this. Please tell me mercifully. I am your servant. I am taking your shelter. At that time, that Guru or Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru or Shiksha Guru, out of mercy, they will tell so many secret things. he will tell his own experience of life. You know that how Gop Kumar was telling that he accepted his Gurudev. And he told so many secret things that anyone did not knew. And he told that, oh, you have come from that Pragyotishpur. Oh, you had been to Kashi. And Shankar has told that, oh, run away from and go to Vrindavan. And Devi gave you mantra, initiated you. Oh yes, how he knew. And very good faith, a strong faith came on that his Guru. When a strong faith will come to Gurudev, then gracefully he will tell so many secret things and sweet, powerful pastimes of Krishna, by which you will know all things. First of all, he will tell the outlines of all months. Months are themselves, himself Krishna or Guru, all months, at all. Same thing, Gopal mantra is something as Krishna, Brajendranandan, Gopi Jana Vallabha, same thing, no difference at all.
Gopal mantra è la stessa cosa di
Krishna Prem is himself Kam Gayatri, the you know, embodiment of what? Manmath, Manmath Krishna. So it is the embodiment of Akhil Rasamrita Sindhu Krishna. Where all rasas are there. Krishna is a rasa
swarupa.
So these mantras are Akhil Rasamrita Sindhu. Guru mantra and Guru Gayatri is the embodiment of Guru.
Guru Gayatri, Guru mantra sono.
Gaur mantra and Gaur Gayatri, both are embodiment of Gaur Chandra. He will tell the process how to remember all these months and how quickly we can realize the embodiment of all months, like Radha and Krishna conjugal, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sachinandan, and the Swarup of, Swarup means transcendental swarup of Gurudev. Each mantra, first Brahma Gayatri, then Guru mantra, Guru Gayatri, Gaur mantra, Gaur Gayatri, Gopal mantra, Gopi Jana Vallabha, and then Kama Gayatri, Pancha Tattva and Harinam, Mahamantra. And he will advise you and instruct you how to remember all these things. First duty. First he will tell all these things. First of all, we should know who is the worshipping deity, Ishtadev, in that mantra, like Gopal mantra. All are initiated. Gopi Jana Vallabha Swaha. In this mantra, who is the Ishtadev in this mantra? No? What is the relation between Ishtadev and that devotee?
E anche qual è la relazione tra quell'Ishtadeva e il devoto?
He will very clearly give a conception, true conception he will give. What is the relation? Everything depends on relation.
Lui darà la vera concezione di come interpretare questi, come capire questi mantra. Prima di tutto c'è la relazione.
For example, if you have a chaste wife, no? The relation between them is husband and wife.
Facendo un esempio.